MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, for many folks, the holiday season isn't complete without at least one night spent driving around looking at the colorful lights. The Ruidoso Parks and Recreation Department has selected some of the best, brightest, and most beautiful holiday light shows put on by Ruidoso area residents. And now it's your turn to help select the best Ruidoso holiday lights display. If you'd like more information, you can go to discoverruidoso.com/calendar of events/Christmas Lights Tour Challenge. A Ruidoso Downs woman and man linked to a Clovis-based drug trafficking ring targeting Lincoln County, along with several other communities in southern New Mexico. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration announcing Friday it indicted 52-year-old Michelle Sandoval and 52-year-old William Vogues, both of Ruidoso Downs and federal drug trafficking charges, along with Jose Badil Hernandez of Clovis, 39-year-old Rebecca Chavez of Rotales, and Sandoval's brother Joseph Sandoval of Clovis. Each face sentences at least 10 years in prison. Police say the group involved in an operation based in Clovis where they allegedly conspired to distribute 50 grams or more of methamphetamine in Curry, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Chipola counties. Researchers with the University of New Mexico developing a new vaccine that could revolutionize treatment for high cholesterol. The university says the vaccine blocks the protein responsible for heightened cholesterol levels, thus lowering the chance of having a heart attack or stroke. The vaccine created by placing tiny pieces of PCSK9 protein on a non-infectious virus particle. When the immune system is exposed to the protein in vaccine form, it can build a strong antibody response to it, allowing the body to eventually fight against the protein and lower LDL cholesterol levels on its own. The vaccine has shown promising results in tests. That's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.